future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Tuesday. It's the 29th of May, 2018. What a day it's been for us at SVK Crypto. We've got our big event tonight, the future of blockchain. I'm really excited for that. I've been preparing over the weekend. It's been a bank holiday Monday here, so we started preparing kind of last Thursday for this. Super excited. We're expecting 270 people down tonight, so it's going to be a packed event, full house, and also sold out, which is great. So that's it's always great for the space. The event is going to be titled "The Future of Blockchain." The event, you're going to have myself, Charles Story. I'm head of strategic partnerships at SVK Crypto, speaking alongside Oliver Mayer, who's our in-house blockchain analyst. We're also going to have Shane Kehoe, who's the co-founder of SVK Crypto, speaking about where we are at the minute and where we could potentially be as a currency, as a space in the next couple of years, which is super exciting. We have Patrick Dooley, who's the founder of the Crypto Investor Show. The Crypto Investor Show was the largest cryptocurrency show earlier this year. They drew in excess of 5,000 people down to West London for a killer event. So we're going to have him, Patrick, speaking today. And we also have Chris Gale, who's the co-founder of Versity, which is a really, really exciting project here in London. So we invited him down to speak about what's happening in the space and what his views are and how what he sees as the future of blockchain technology. And can it be implemented and how that's going to work? So it's going to be quite technical, really excited to deliver as we always do. So if you're in London, come down to our event, come hang out, have a beer and listen and join the conversation, ask lots of questions, because that's what it's all about, is just communicating with our community and engaging with everyone. The markets today have been, it's been an interesting day. So we saw kind of start at the beginning of the day of a market cap of around $307 billion, which is, it's been declining day after day. But what we saw today was a slight pickup in that. It's currently $324 billion. We had a rise of around $17 billion in a couple of hours. We saw some heavy buying on a few different assets. To name some of those was Drophill. That's up 39%, currently trading at 7 cents. My BitToken, that's up 27%. That's currently trading at $3.68. And Nexus, which is up 20%, that's currently trading at $2.54. For the bigger assets themselves, Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,434. That's changed in the last 24 hours by about 2% or so. Ethereum is currently trading at $560. That's had a little bit more of a push up today, a 5% increase in the last 24 hours. EOS, $11.94. That's down at 2.5%. And of course, we have NEO currently trading at $52.50, and that's up 5% as well. So it's been really interesting. We've seen some key assets getting picked back up, people waiting for other assets to go down a little bit further before they start buying in again. What's kind of interesting, though, is if you go online, people talk about the whales are selling, as we spoke about in Friday's podcast. It's not something that we particularly agree with here at SVK Crypto, but what we really believe at the minute is the market is sentiment driven. And I think there's a lot of fear at the minute. And I think there's a lot of panic selling going on. But that's okay, because the real people that, or the people that do the largest amount of work, have conviction in their positions, will be doing a lot of buying at these kind of points at the minute, which we're starting to see on a few different assets. And it goes down to the question, do you think the space is going to be here in the next year to 10 years? And if yes, these opportunities are always great ones. What's great though, today we've had a lot of positive stories out in the market. One of them was the founder of Chinese ride-hailing company is to launch blockchain-based taxi app. So a little bit about this. Chen Wuxing, the founder of Chinese ride-hailing company Keidu Dashi, is planning to launch a blockchain-based ride-hailing app, China Money Network reports today. Cheng is partnering with co-founder of Mutant Yang Zhen to launch the project. Cheng aims to create a platform that will offer a lifestyle service such as ride hailing and deliveries, among others. at the China International Big Data Industry Expo 2018. So this is what Jun said. I've been asking myself, what's the value of blockchain? My definition is to see whether and where people can actually use it. With the use of blockchain, we can build a set of economic systems different from the previous ones. We can direct traffic from the internet and add on different services to meet users' needs. Also speaking at the event, Chen said, ride hailing is the first time blockchain will be tested in the modern society. And can we bring this further adoption, which is what the blockchain so needs? So Keidu, which is now part of Didi Xiong, merged with Didi Dash, in 2016. Didi Xiong is now worth $60 billion and is reportedly seeking an initial public offering at a higher valuation. Mutant, an on-demand local service firm that merged, will review site Dingping in 2016. Mutant Dipang is now worth, now valued at $30 billion. Earlier this month, China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology published a blockchain industry white paper, revealing that the domestic blockchain industry grew exponentially in 2017, according to the paper. 178 new blockchain startups were launched in 2017 alone. That's a really good story, and the reason why is it gives us further verification that what we're doing is correct. We're in the right place, we're working with the right technology. We have bigger figures outside of this space, outside of this industry, wanting to get in, trying to find ways they can innovate where we are, trying to add value with new technology, trying to add value by taking us into a new direction. Now, whether this ride hailing app works or doesn't work, it doesn't really matter, because it's pushing us further and further forward to a project that's just going to take off, and you're going to see it being used by everyone, and it's going to cause mass adoption. And the project that's going to do that is going to be so clean and well programmed that you won't even know it's using a blockchain. And that's really the key. That's what we're really looking for. It's something that's clean, easy to use, and if you use it, you'd have no idea that it's actually using blockchain technology and the technology that exists in the crypto space. Another story that caught my eye today was South Korea. Financial regulator sympathizes with demand to end crypto blockchain regulatory split. So let's jump in. A South Korean blockchain researcher has criticized the government's approach to regulation of the technology at the 2018 Seoul Financial Forum, local media reported today. Addressing the head of South Korean regulator, the Financial Supervisory Service, the FSS, Lee Jong-woo, and Park Sung-jun, head of the Blockchain Research Center at Dongguan University, said adopting different approaches to cryptocurrency and blockchain was futile. One, he argued, cannot exist meaningful without the other. In the digital asset trading market, virtual currency and blockchains cannot be separated because they need the appropriate means of payment. Lee Jong-woo responded by saying, I sympathize with the words of Park Shang-hee and will pass on his suggestions to the financial authorities. So he's basically like, yeah, whatever. The high-level advocacy of more level landscape for both aspects of cryptography or cryptographic technology makes a further step in the increasing backlash against blockchain hype. Within the cryptocurrency industry in April, educator and speaker Andres Antonopoulos had warned the concept of a blockchain without the benefits of decentralized cryptocurrency networks, calling it a very slow database. Across the border, China and Chinese authorities, meanwhile, are planning to release ratings for blockchain projects, having already done so for 26 cryptocurrencies earlier this year. At the same time, government researchers have suggested blockchain projects are broadly unsuccessful, lasting an average of just 15 months. So here's where it gets really tricky, though, because China really likes to back their own, and that's just a fact. And what you had is them rating certain projects higher than others, not based off the technology, not based off their credibility, but based on, I guess, how open they were to work with the Chinese government. And that's not really the spirit of how things are done in the space, but that's the spirit of how things are done in China. So you really have to be careful with how they rate these, and you have to look into the backstories of that. And that's just a fact. It's interesting, though, because Korea's breakneck regulatory push, which began in earnest in Q3 2017, has seen so far taxation requirements placed on cryptocurrency exchanges, along with a ban on anomalous trading and ICOs, which saw lawmakers now officially propose to lift. So there's been a lot happening in South Korea of how the government are trying to deal with it. At first, they try to stomp it out, didn't work. And then they're like, okay, how do we embrace this? Which is really the tricky question for a lot of different governments, because they don't like the idea of not having the power and it not being centralized. And it's a tough idea for entities that have all this power to really understand and run with, right? So they will struggle with that one. On Twitter, a big story broke today with Iconic Lab. They announced that they're going to be launching Iconic Funds, professionally managed index funds for crypto. It's a new venture that they're on. We actually have Patrick Lowry, the CEO of Iconic Lab, on the podcast on a previous episode. And he's also coming to our June 6th event here in London for our open panel discussion. So big shout out to those guys. Huge congratulations with the new venture. And I hope it works out wonderfully. And SVK Crypto are in full support. I want to give a big shout out to Joseph Young. And you can go follow him on Twitter at @IamJosephYoung. And here's the tweet. I'm not a huge fan of overly bullish reports. I think they falsely lead investors and especially newcomers into believing in unrealistic scenarios. Examples: Bitcoin will surge 70% after consensus 2018. And here's another example: crypto is making a huge comeback due to Italy's political crisis. But it's very true. You hear all these bullish reports coming out, which is great. I'm massively bullish myself. But some of them are a little bit misled. And I think if you just have a step back and think about some of the reports that come out, you understand that there's probably no real correlation there to begin with. But listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I got to make my way to the event tonight. If you're in London, please come down. It's today, the 29th, just in case you're listening to this on another day. If not a problem. Please send me an email. I can give you all the events that we have for this year in London. Please email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com. Check out our YouTube page. Got lots of content coming out. www.youtube.com/svkcrypto. Join our Telegram, SVK Space Crowd, and hit us up on Twitter @SVK_crypto. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for listening. I cannot wait to give you guys updates tomorrow on how the event was, what we were up to, what we were speaking about, what really went down. Once again, that's a wrap. Thank you for your attention. I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.